I'm gonna show you something beautiful. Everyone screaming for mercy. You want to protect the world, but you don't want it to change. You're all puppets. Tangled in strings. Strings.
Started us on.
Nothing lasts forever.
Episode 140, who gives a shit, of the Jimmy and Luke JL Show, the JL Show, starring Luke and Owen. Owen, how has your week been?
Well, I've fallen behind on news, so I used to read a lot of news articles, non-tabloid ones, of course.
Well, did you hear about the Ottawa attacks?
I did, and I've only heard snippets of it, but I haven't actually done any reading up on it. As far as I know, there was a shooter in a parliament.
Basically,
the shooter was shot dead by a member of parliament.
I was watching it live on TV.
And a young soldier died.
I was watching it live on TV, and they were just talking nonsense. Basically, it started off, they said, shots have been fired inside parliament. The Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, has been rushed to safety. So that was the first thing. Then they said, there are three gunmen, and there's three on the loose. And then they decided that wasn't the case. There are no gunmen on the loose. But at the same time, a guy was shot at the war memorial, and also shots were fired in a nearby mall, which I think that was denied by police later, but that's what they said. Like, there was footage on Sky News of these police officers arming their... They were standing in the street, and then suddenly they all pointed their guns up to the roof of the building that the cameras were in. So they were pointing their gun, and I was like, shit, turn it off. I didn't want to see a dead body falling in front of the camera. So that was a very, very awful thing to happen in Ottawa anyway, and... I send my prayers. There's nothing more I can say than that. I send my prayers. People don't consider anything. People consider anything less than prayers to be offensive. So I just say I send my prayers.
Well, I'll read up on it now, but I doubt I have any data to read up on.
On Wednesday, Wednesday morning, the Age of Ultron trailer dropped. But we're not going to talk about that now. We did 5 minutes talking about it yesterday, and we're going to play that for you. At some point in this episode, maybe right now. Hello, welcome to episode 143 of the JL Show. I'm here with Owen and Shane, and it is a special episode because we are going to be going frame by frame through the Avengers Age of Ultron trailer. Because if there's one thing that we like to do here on the JL Show, it's advertise Marvel for free for a year and then talk about how the film was actually kind of shit.
They secretly pay us lots of money.
But it is undoubtable that this is a very, very awesome collection of scenes. It's 2 minutes and 16 seconds. I wanted to go through it frame by frame, but...
Oh, no.
But, well, I want to, but I don't think we have time now. So I'm just going to play it for y'all. This is the same trailer that was, like, shown at Comic-Con a couple months ago.
Oh, I like that opening.
So we've got City. This is exactly the same as the opening of the first Avengers trailer, so... Except that was with New York. That's Scarlet Witch and your man. There's Ultron. That's Captain America and Hawkeye.
Yay, Hawkeye.
Thor.
Yeah, I'm not watching this. I can't do it.
And Hulk is there.
Oh, yeah, for the first half of, like, yesterday's episode.
Wait till this is finished. So he's like, he quotes Pinocchio.
Wait, is it like a whole garment?
You wait till you get to the end. So Ultron. That was Ultron. Now, Ultron is a magical robot man that Iron Man has created. Tony Stark has created. And Ultron is the villain of the film. That's why it's called Age of Ultron. He's a robot. He comes to life. He quotes Pinocchio. He goes, "Ain't got no strings on me." And then the rest of the trailer has this creepy, slowed down version of "Ain't got no strings on me" from Pinocchio. Disney cross-marketing. Okay. So we've got some big-ass temple in Korea or China or something. Got all these dudes.
Who are they shooting at?
I don't know.
I heard there's a witch.
There's Hulk. There is Scarlet Witch. So there's... This is Scarlet... There you go. So this is Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, and they are brother and sister. Ironically, the actors play husband and wife in Godzilla, but they are brother and sister, and Quicksilver was also in X-Men Days of Future Past, played by a different actor, because of the legal rights they both own, that character studios. And that's a sister, Scarlet Witch, and she can do she can levitate shit with her mind. So anyway... This is cool. Look, so this Ultron creates all these mini Ultrons. They all like climb up the
cliff. Is Ultron Iron Man? No,
he's a robot created by Iron Man.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I mean.
We got. Wait. I think the Hulkbuster might show up now.
Next May.
Oh yeah.
It's coming out April 25th, 2015 in Ireland.
I saw a picture of the Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
So that's Scarlet Witch there. Here we go. Here's the Hulkbuster. There you go. So that's what. So Tony Stark gets in his Hulkbuster and beats the shit out of Hulk.
I thought they were on the same team.
Yeah,
but there's going to be inner conflict.
Ooh.
And Avengers. And at the end of the movie. Okay, potential spoiler. I talked about this last week in the episode. At the end of the movie, they're all going to break apart, and then Captain America 3, Iron Man, and Captain America are going to be fighting, and there's going to be Civil War, which is this great arc in the comic books. Anyway, we have to get to the end of this before the bell rings in a minute, so. We'll talk more about this in the second half of the episode later, so. This is Quicksilver. He runs super fast, and she can do cool shit with her hands. And look, it's Andy Serkis.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Wait.
Yeah, I don't know who Andy Serkis is.
That's Andy Serkis. He is Gollum, he is King Kong, he is every CGI character ever, and he's in this movie. He's gonna be in Star Wars, too.
Oh my god, Iron Man just died.
Alright.
He was dead.
Alright, I guarantee you. Yeah.
The problem is that they're both going to be in another movie 2 years later, so it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, fuck it, I know all the men anyway, so I'll ask you.
We'll be back.
Don't know.
Grace Lynch.
No, wait, that's not on my list.
Or is this the left side of the
What do we have first?
Yeah.
Did Grail go first?
No, English.
Okay.
Drought.
So when do we have Grail go first? Tuesday. So, Avengers Age of Ultron, we'll be talking more about the trailer in 2 minutes here on the Jimmy and Luke Show. Stay tuned.
Oh, no.
Who knows? Taylor Swift's new album comes out this weekend.
What's it called?
1989.
Why?
Which is... which is 1989 by Taylor Swift. Yes, it is called 1989 because that is the year she was born, and And there's already been a bunch of songs released from it. Shake It Off came out months ago. Everyone loves Shake It Off. Haters gonna hate, 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 hate. Faker's gonna fake, 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 fake. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake It Off. Shake It Off. Have you not heard Shake It Off?
I've heard it off by Florence and the Machine. Shake It Out.
No, no, that's a completely different song. Shake It Off is a lot better than Shake It Out. Do I have Shake It Off on my phone? I probably don't, but I used to. Shake It Off. I play it. I play it now if it is. The play is gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, hate. Oh, it's such a great song. Anyway.
Anyway, today's the last day of school for me and Luke.
Yeah.
True that. He is very upset about it, seeing as he likes school.
I love school.
But you know, I'd be kinda getting a bit lazy and I kinda need a break. So I'll come back refreshed.
Let's see, I don't appear to have Shake It Off, which is very upsetting, but anyway. It's weird that I have a song in my phone called R.I.P. Johnny. It's from the 100th episode when Johnny got shot. I gave them all titles and that was that one, so.
Wait, why did Johnny get shot?
Because he was the protector of Michael and Michael was an evil dictator. You'd have to listen to get it. It's a messed up 20 minutes of podcast.
It's actually fairly good.
So Owen hasn't heard Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, which is a national treasure. Yeah, we went back in time because we had to stop the CIA thing because the first episode was deleted. So I had to go back in time to stop myself from deleting the first episode. I really hope not. Oh, you missed out on the listener. Oh shit, now there's only 7 minutes left. Fuck. Fuck. Anyway, doesn't matter. I keep having to pause it and then there's less podcast and I have to go back and do it later and it's just really stressful. Anyway, what were we saying? So yeah, Owen, so you haven't heard that song, have you?
I don't really want to. So.
Alright, well anyway, Taylor Swift's new album is out this weekend and it's... Yeah, it's not much more... Shane, how have you been this week?
Oh, recording.
We are, yeah. As of 10 seconds ago.
That fucking King Lear homework last night.
Oh yeah.
I got my maths and my English homework done last night. That was it.
I did
French and English.
I need study.
I can't study at home.
I did my Spanish homework on the bus.
I got home and really fucking binge watched.
Because I forgot that I had Spanish first class.
Well, I'm free.
I'm
hard to do my English homework because I'm a lazy bastard.
I didn't get the King Lear thing we had was shit. I didn't get it done, but. Halloween is next week. This is our last episode before Halloween. And Halloween is officially one of my 5 least favorite days of the year because it's loud and violent and there's annoying children calling at the door going,
yes, it's my favorite.
Oh, I fucking hate it. I hate Halloween. Die, Halloween. Go to hell.
It's all very funny vibe. You've probably seen it. It was 2 guys calling through the door, trick or treat. And then the guy who answers the door goes, how about a trick? And then they go, we prefer a tree, and he goes, get the fuck up.
How many minutes is it past 8?
It is
8.
48 minutes past 8.
Oh, I love it.
What else, too?
David Sanson sent you a friend request. I'm not going to accept it.
I think it's not going to be as well.
It's some black guy.
Just some black guy. Just gonna leave that there. Look, what do you think of my painting of Kian?
Seriously, Dad, you painted it. And
I painted a lot of it. I painted all the bad bits.
Like the...
I painted all the shit parts.
Except for Kian. And the like big squiggly.
Why does he look like he's wearing... Yeah, why does he look like he's wearing...
Are you trying to make him look like Harry Potter or something?
I was trying to make him look black, but it didn't really work. Anyway, the poster.
You're racist.
The one sheet poster for the Battle of the Five Armies. I guess,
what are the Five Armies?
There it is.
The Hobbit
armies. There's humans, there's dwarves, there's elves. There are humans, dwarves, elves.
Orcs.
Eagles. Orcs. That's the Five Armies.
Yeah.
Eagles have an army.
Dragon. Apparently, wait, is it the eagles or is there another army?
And a dragon.
The dragon's not an army, though.
What about the hobbit army?
The eagles are the hobbit. There is no hobbit army. There's only one hobbit, and he's with the dwarves.
I meant the dwarves.
So there's the dwarves.
The elves.
Well, there's 3 wizards.
The elves,
which is Thranduil, and Elrond is in this one. Legolas.
It's funny how there are so many of the supporting actors in this, but this is how it goes. It goes, The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, a Peter Jackson film starring Martin Freeman, Richard Armitage.
Why did they have to make three?
Starring Ian McKellen, Martin Freeman, Richard Armitage, Benjamin Lilly, Lee Pace, Lee Evans, Benedict Cumberbatch, Kent Stock, James Desmond, with...
We got to the point where Kent and Regan, or Lear and Regan are arguing.
And then we have multiple wits. Like, this, I live for this kind of thing.
I'm still on act two.
One of my favorite things... Are you? We're finished today. One of my favorite things in the whole world is the billing on film credits. So, with Cate Blanchett, Ian Holm, Christopher Lee, Hugo Weaving, and Orlando Bloom as Legolas. Why does Orlando Bloom get the and? How is he more deserving of an and credit than Blanchett or Hugo Weaving? That is bullshit. Anyway.
Well, he's supposed to.
Yeah,
the billing is down the bottom. Yeah.
So today's last school day of school, everyone, and it's not going to be a normal last day of school because we actually have work.
Halloween.
Because our exams were over a long time.
Halloween.
Although Lucy will have a fun match or a fun Irish class because he does pass.
Look, I brought in two copies of Apocalypse Now. Two copies. The Redux, which is rated 15 in the UK, and the Europe proper film.
Right. Make sure you say it towards the start of class.
I'm not going to. Someone else can.
Then why did you bring them in?
Because I just to prove that I remembered. Even if he forgets, I remember.
I
heard Lee Pace and Luke Evans as one word, and I heard Lee Evans, I was just like...
It was like, why would Lee Evans be in the Hobbit? Although, Lee Evans has had an interesting film career. He was in There's Something About Mary. He was in Mouse Hunt with Nathan Lane, which is actually very, very funny. And Christopher Walken.
I'm thinking of casting Alec Baldwin in one of my movies.
One of your movies, because you're making movies now.
When I do a reboot of Lord of the Rings.
Is this Alec or Adam? Alec.
Wait, which one do I like?
Adam Baldwin. But Alec Baldwin is going to be in Mission Impossible 5.
Why are they making another mission?
Because the last one was so good. Mission Impossible 5, Beware the Horror Ghost Protocol. Speaking of Beware the Horror Ghost, it is released next Friday.
Casper the Friendly Horror Ghost. No.
We should get
Horror Ghost. We have to get Casper back.
Casper's going to be back for the last episode of the Jimmy and Luke show.
Horror Ghost.
I will personally pay for him to come here and do the episode with us.
Is he not in like 50 or nothing? So he'd be in college.
He'd be doing his leaving.
Well, if he's still in Ireland, I will pay for him to come. That's probably a lie.
No, I have an Irish test to study for.
This is in 2 years.
So back today, I swear to God, I definitely want a bar of chocolate.
Does your teacher actually take them up and correct them for you?
Yeah.
I thought we'd correct them on each other.
That's
what we do in French. And every French test,
but then she comes around and she checks the results. Beware the Horror Ghost is released on Halloween. YouTube.com/BewareMovie. Exclusive Beware the Horror Ghost. Director's cut. It's a director's cut because Keane does not approve of it. Yet.
Only one. So half a director's
cut. It is going to be released on Halloween. I don't know when. Might be released at midnight. Might be released at like 8 o'clock in the evening. I wanted to do a live director's Q&A beforehand with Keane. But he is in Italy next week, so fuck that. Let's do it in a few weeks.
I'd rather put my bloopers on it.
Why would I do that? I hate bloopers. They're stupid.
Because my ones are funny.
I'm just putting the film up. We'll put some special features.
Face.
We can put some special features up in the. But it's just the film. It's up next Friday. Beware, YouTube.com/BewareMovie, Facebook.com/BewareTheGhost, Facebook.com/.
You can do behind the scenes extra thing after it.
That's what we were going to do, a live director's Q&A with Keane and I answering questions live on YouTube, but he's going to be in Italy, so we'll have to do it after. We'll have to do it in like a couple weeks.
It doesn't matter anyway.
You can do a live podcast.
They're all going to see our
every single Jimmy Luke member, so Casper, Shane, everyone on time.
I got a headache.
Did you change the credits?
Oh yeah, I've changed loads of stuff about it.
Yeah, because it has all my full names in it.
Oh yeah. I'm going to take out that, but
neither of your phones have battery.
Yeah, you're
I'm serious feeling that after I write this essay, I'll be recommended to go down to pass Irish.
Well, you can come to my class.
I've been recommended to go down to pass English on the first day of school.
Well, Shane, you should come to my class. This is one of the most shocking images from the Avengers 2 trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Black Widow getting hooked up
She destroy him.
I love it.
Monster car.
I love it. It's awesome. It's my favorite.
Also,
did
you see the the Hulk thing, the Iron Man suit?
Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
Fucking Hulkbuster.
I love it.
You know what? Just for the fun of it, since it is. Oh shit! The bell's gonna go.
Who win? Iron Man or Batman?
You know what? Let's Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Fuck that! I was gonna put on the trailer again. All right. We'll be back, hopefully, in 60 seconds, in 8 seconds with more Jimmy and Luke Show. Stay tuned, it's going to be great. And we're back on the podcast briefly with Shane and Owen, which is pretty much the usual at this point. So, Halloween costumes, what are you guys dressing up as for Halloween?
I've
just bought my sexy Olaf the Snowman costume. There is currently available. There is a skanky Olaf the Snowman from Frozen costume. It's the most offensive thing I've ever seen. It's like you got a carrot nose and you got some ears, and the rest of it is just like, you know, it's just like a fucking swimsuit. Like it is ridiculously inappropriate outfit, and anyone who turns children's beloved children's characters into
sex objects
should be shot and killed.
I am
interesting. Can they advertise it as Olaf the?
Because Olaf isn't copyrighted, is it?
Can they advertise it as Frozen?
No. So it's called Sexy Olaf the Snowman. I think it's actually called Sexy Olaf Snowman Man.
Snowman Man.
Yeah.
I saw a screenshot of an ad for a Luigi costume. You know Mario Luigi.
Yeah.
It's like Luigi costume, and then it said beside a female Luigi costume, which was basically a dungarees, bikinis, or the old with the hat and the mustache. My girlfriend asked me to get this. Which one should I get her?
Like, you see, like, Spider-Man costumes, and it's called, like, you know,
female Spider-Man.
It's called like Arachnid Hero costume. It's not like a big spider on the face.
Arachnid Homo Sapien costume.
Yeah, Arachnid Homo Sapien. People say human. Human is sexist. You have to say person.
No,
it's person. No, not human, it's person. Person is
not sexist.
It's like if I went up to somebody and I had Ebola and I started like sticking my fingers up their nose and stuff, which is something that James would do.
James does do.
Oh shit, this battery is really low. It's going down by like 1% a minute, which means that we have approximately 11 minutes. Which is fine, we don't need more than that. Anyway,
I'm going to try and speak clearly in this podcast because I listen back to it. I can't understand.
We're joined now by a very special guest who hasn't appeared on this podcast for 150
episodes. Oh, so you're still recording the episodes.
But it's got, we've changed the name now, it's the JL show, because James is not in the pit.
Oh, okay.
James,
he's out of the pit. We're on episode 150 almost. So. And you were last on it, like, episode 25.
We're stopping after 300 episodes.
Third year, when you used to record it in the morning.
Our 201st episode, we will have a reunion, which will be 30
years. No, 250th episode. Well, no, because the 250th episode is going to be the final episode, and the 251st episode will be the reunion. There'll be a gap of like 20 years.
How's my orange
cube? Is there anything specific you talk about on the podcast?
Well, we just round them off. How has life been treating you?
Really? Okay, at the moment.
Have you left the country since your last appearance on the podcast?
Yeah, like...
Because I haven't.
Like 20 times.
I haven't left the country since your last appearance on this podcast. That's the really terrifying thing. I haven't left this country in 2.5 years.
Do you have any exciting plans for your midterm break?
Have a wank. Is that okay? Is that
right?
You can say whatever you want, as long as it doesn't personally offend people.
Yeah,
okay. It's not PG, right? It's
no,
18.
Not at all.
No, nobody listens to
it. It's got an explicit content rating on iTunes.
Guess we did history.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm gonna have a couple of wanks, download some porn. Obviously legally, nothing illegal.
Shit.
Yeah.
No copyright content.
Are you excited for Taylor Swift's new album out Monday?
No.
I'm excited as fuck about that.
I didn't know Taylor Swift had a new album.
Actually, once you bring that up, Last
Elvis. Elvis.
Luke has just been ushered over by the school Larry. I don't know what to call him.
Larry is a cool guy. Don't listen to whatever anyone says.
Well, I've never had a conversation with him that he hasn't made fun of me. Or what I've been, I don't know.
I don't really want to eat the sandwich, but my mom will kill me if I bring it back home, and I don't want to throw it away.
Oh, fine, I'll eat it.
There's a ham.
What is it?
Ham.
That's
cheese,
a fucking load of ham.
Lettuce and cucumber.
Can I just say it for a second? Hold on. Okay, we have butter, lettuce, ham, cucumber, I think. Ham, cheese, lettuce, butter, and bread.
Yeah, that's. That's just bushel bread.
And it's squashed down.
Someone all this.
No, I'm gonna eat. Not having my.
Lucian just died, so I'm the new host of the show.
Oh no, shit.
Owen.
Lawrence all.
Oh shit, he's back from the dead.
Ian's private life.
Oh no.
Oh, look at this, there's mold on it. Oh, I guess I can't eat it.
Oh yeah, Lucian died again, so it's now the ES show or the SE show. Sexual education show. Or Shane Owen, whatever.
So this is a very, very rare moment, actually. It's probably the first time it's ever happened where the main host, Luke, is not here, so we can do whatever the fuck we want. I've officially renamed...
Oh, Owen! I'm gonna come.
Is it in yet?
Hey, can I join in?
Yeah, it's been in there for like,
first 2 minutes. Have you seen that movie, Allergy in the House? Change the name of the show to the. I've changed it back to Jimmy and Luke Show.
Alright. Well, you are HIV LED. HIV LED.
The Owen Phillip and Shane.
No, Shane is just the holder of the phone.
So, SEA, Sexual Education and Friendship.
Lucian's back.
Come on, Pez.
What are you talking about? I have to go listen to this before I put it online.
Have you not said anything rude?
No.
No. What about you? We didn't insult any community.
We weren't quite violent.
We could have remorse.
And we definitely didn't stimulate gay sex.
Yeah,
Simulate.
All ethnic minorities other than white people are bad. There you go. I just
cancel out everything you just did.
Wait, you just said all ethnic minorities except for whites are bad.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I just said that.
You just ruined yourself.
I want to talk about the best show ever. It's always
how is that the best show ever?
What?
Are you generally saying that is the best show you've ever seen?
No. It's the best show I've watched
at the moment. Okay.
I finished watching a BBC show. I have a rule where I don't watch shows that are cancelled.
Yes.
And I thought this one wasn't cancelled, but it turned out it was cancelled.
What was it?
Survivors. It was an okay for...
Well, anyway, you should continue watching Parks and Recreation, because that's the best show ever.
I beg to differ. The best show ever is Game of Thrones.
I watch Game of Thrones, but I watch
Game of Thrones. The incest from the...
I genuinely believe Game of Thrones is one of the most overrated television programs of all time. I watch it, I like it, but people saying, oh my god, Game of Thrones!
I think The Walking Dead is slightly
under. Oh, The Walking Dead is fucking terrible. I hate The Walking Dead.
I didn't watch The Walking Dead, but I don't want to watch it.
I mean, Game of Thrones is good, I like it, but
Do you watch House of Cards?
I do, I love House of Cards.
Do you watch
House
of Cards?
No. I watch Fair City. That's the proper Irish Dublin drama.
Okay, I'm just going to say that any Dubliners that are listening to the podcast are a bunch of P's and C's and F's.
Anyway, House of Cards is a lot better than Game of Thrones, I think. House of Cards is kind of like Game of Thrones, except it's, you know, set in the present day.
Are you a fan of Kevin Smith?
I'm Frank Underwood.
He's a great actor. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of him as a person.
Are you going to buy his new Call of Duty game?
Call of Duty. Just by the way, we are sponsored by Call of Duty, by Activision, so I would just like to promote the newest Call of Duty game.
Call of Duty shit.
What?
Yeah, the new Call of Duty, insert the new Call of Duty name here.
It's the best game of the century, if not the millennium.
Until next year.
Until next year, when the newer Call of Duty will come out.
Oh, video games on the podcast, no. Not allowed.
No. What I'm saying is we're sponsored by Call of Duty.
No, we're not. We're sponsored by Amazon.
Oh,
we have ads on our website for Amazon. So
by
Netflix.
Buy Call of Duty on Amazon today for just $3.99.
Yeah, there are ads on the website for Amazon and for Netflix, which means we have to advertise both of them.
I
mean,
that came back to England, right?
House of Cards, Season 2, now available. Orange is the New Black, Season 2, now available. Arrested Development, Seasons 1 through 4, now available.
All legally, don't pirate because pirating is bad.
Yeah. Well, we're advertising Netflix, so I would... BoJack Horseman is... The ironic thing is...
Do you watch that BoJack Horseman thing?
I loved BoJack Horseman thing.
It's good.
It's really good.
I
watched it on Netflix, which I paid €24 a month for. I don't know how much it costs. I don't have Netflix. I pirated it.
Are you pirated?
Lucy, you're done.
You're done.
I, dear listeners, do not pirate anything because pirating is bad.
I don't pirate. I was joking.
Everything.
BoJack Horseman is very, very good.
No, I did not. I watched it on Netflix, which you can buy for $7.99.
BoJack Horseman starts off kind of bad, but it gets really profound.
I like it.
It starts off and it's just like, haha, he's a horse and he's having sex with women. Isn't that funny?
I like to
but
see
then by halfway,
in the diner, and then a human orders a steak, and the waitress is a cow.
Yeah, yeah. But halfway through the series, his best friend like dies of cancer, and then it gets really profound.
Really funny.
Yeah, don't spoil it. And he has an existential crisis.
No spoilers.
There's a director in it called Quentin Tarantino, who's making a Holocaust rom-com with Kate Blanchett and Naomi Watts. So good. Anyway, it's great.
Oh, that sounds hilarious.
Can I just just spoiler alert here. What was it? Cordelia dies at the end of King Lear. Just
spoiler alert.
Yeah, you know what?
I would just like to say Jon Snow dies at the end of Game of Thrones.
Does he?
Yeah.
Fuck you! Just spoil it for me.
Anyway,
I don't really give a shit about.
But actually, no.
Terrence avoids getting shot.
He doesn't die. He gets stabbed. And
yeah, because Oliver, if any of our listeners actually watch Love Hate, I do not want them being listeners anymore. Please leave. Stop.
Why do you not like it?
Because
it's trashy and crap. It makes Fair City look like fucking...
Go back to the
part did you not like? It's really badly made and it's overrated. Like, it's terrible. The cinematography and stuff is no better than Fair City, and people act like it is, and the acting isn't either. It's just a lot more.
It's the plot.
It's just a lot more gratuitously violent than Fair City. That's the only difference.
More cliffhangers.
Yeah, well, it's more. Well, Fair City's got a ton of cliffhangers. Like, four characters have died in the last year. Some in violent circumstances.
I'm gonna go there.
Everyone in violent circumstances.
Goodbye, listeners. I hope you all fucking die.
Philip, where are you going? Philip,
will be back in 150 episodes.
Yeah.
I'll go with you.
I'm pretty sure we're gonna have to put his name in the episode title to celebrate his return.
What the fuck is he got?
I don't know.
What else is there to talk about?
So anyway, it's our Halloween special. Halloween is next week. We won't have another episode after Halloween.
Me and Lucy are going trick-or-treating.
We are. We're gonna have a couple's costume. Wait for it. I'm trying to come up with something really, really funny.
A toozy.
We're gonna have a couple's costume of...
Doc Brick.
No, something better. Of... Wait.
R2-D2 and...
Of...
C2.
Rocket Raccoon and Groot.
Yes!
You're Rocket Raccoon, thanks me Groot.
Oh yeah, Lucien actually found a Groot cloud, which I thought was pretty impressive.
It was, it's brilliant, I'll show it to you all.
It's actually pretty good.
I didn't see
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, you should.
I saw it with Philip and Kyle, it was a very good movie.
I mean, the film isn't as good as the idea, like, the film, like, I love Groot, and I love Rocket Raccoon, and I love all the posters and shit, but the film itself is very good, it's not as good as...
Is it a mixtape?
Could be, but I picked that myself. Looks like Groot, doesn't it? That's what it was on the preview, but still.
We are Groot.
We
are Groot. Wait, what can Groot do? Groot can grow flowers and he's doing
it. Yeah, and he can make himself turn himself into like a shield.
And he can like make light.
And he can dance like a fucking pro to Michael Jackson.
Fucking Napoleon Dynamite, give me one more chance.
Anyway, we're gonna be Rocket Raccoon and Groot Halloween costumes.
and I am going to just go around saying,
please go to Two Girls for Frozen.
Okay, I'm finally accepting that I won't have a star or something.
Yeah, not today anyway.
I mean, I should technically, my Halloween costume should just be the Ebola Zara.
Hey, dude, why don't you stay in the school with me?
But actually, I don't think you need an Ebola Zara in the video anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly think that this rain is so bad it will get rid of Ebola.
I need my green screen, I need my camera, kind of importantly. I need some props for the Ebola Zara. Yeah, so
we'll do it at some point.
Does green screen have to be green?
No. Well, there's green screen and there's blue screen, but it has to be one of those two colors.
Do it against the grass.
No, you could not. It has to be a certain shade of green.
Wait,
like, that green wouldn't even work.
What's the blue screen?
It's just a green.
They used to use blue screen, but then some technical thing where green screen was discovered to be more efficient, so they started using green. But if you go into, like, iMovie, you can still use either. I have this app, which is called Chroma Key Demo, and look, it's a green screen app, so see, it turns his color into green. It's not very accurate. Like, look, I'm looking for red, right? And now the red is fish, or that.
Oh, cool.
Or the green, see? There you go, that's how green screen works. So then, like, I put my hand in front of it, and see?
Ebola!
Ebola! When we come back, there is a very good chance that over the next, 10 days until our next episode, one of us will die of Ebola, or contract it.
There's a good chance, I mean, it's spreading fast.
Oh, God, the nightmare. It's most likely going to be losing because he's allowed his fingernail. That's scientifically
proven. In Ireland.
No, it's going to be your man, Dara Clifford. He's going to give it to us all.
If it's anyone I know, I honestly, it's me, because my mom went to a talk held by a guy who came back from Sierra Leone.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, Christ. You need to put yourself in a plastic bag for the next 2 weeks.
Or because you're ginger.
So, yeah, you're not ginger.
He made me make him ginger on the Jimmy and Luke show artwork, so...
Did I?
Yeah. Because I used to as a blonde.
Yeah, Owen's picture on the cover is...
Yeah.
Yo, the picture is just weird.
Where is it?
Like, inaccurate. Did you ever watch Mr. Brown's Boys?
Not recently.
Look at me. Look at me.
He hates it.
I have, to my shame, I have watched episodes of that program just so I would be able to criticize it.
Do you know Dino? Your man's boyfriend.
Which one?
The gay guy's boyfriend, Rory.
I know Rory because I've seen him on Late Late Show.
Have you seen his boyfriend, Dino?
No.
No, he looks just like Owen in the...
Where'd it go?
He's like
a scary wolf.
Wait, did we stop something? It's like, did we miss a good joke? What is this? I don't fucking get that. What is that?
Turns out it's just one of those big city foxes. That's so stupid.
I don't care, I don't mind that. But the question you make anytime.
Where did the artwork go?
The Ebola Czar has entered the building. I do plan on actually watching at least some of the Mrs. Brown's Boys movie just so I can do a video on my new YouTube channel talking about what a horrible offense to this country it is.
I like
check out my new YouTube channel, youtube.com/LucianMovies.
I like the way you got my hair right in the game.
I dig it your hair right. It's the same as Johnny's hair.
Yeah.
Who's the baldy?
That's Dean.
Who do you think?
Oh, Dean.
He's not bald, he just has very short hair.
Johnny doesn't really look like
Johnny. And a round head. Johnny used to look very different. He used to be a lot like... I don't know what he... He looks different anyway, and then,
It's
not ginger. I'd be fucked if that's ginger.
It's not ginger.
Alright.
You shall be fucked.
That's supposed to be Michael.
James looks like the Frankenstein monster, not Frankenstein.
Why is James tall? James is not that.
I'm gonna try and find the, he's at the front. There's perspective. You probably didn't notice that. Look at some of these great pictures I have of James and Johnny and Keane on a seesaw. I love that photo.
Please photoshop that in Dildo or something.
There was one that somebody took of me as well, but I've never seen it. Where are those pictures? Yeah, I'll find the original Jimmy and Luke show artwork now.
T.Y. was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I kind of missed it, though.
I missed it until a couple weeks ago. I stopped listening.
No, I didn't miss it, but I'm starting to miss it now because I'm realizing the shit I have to work. It went so fast, though.
That's what our artwork looked like for a while. That was weird.
I remember that.
Let's see, where was the artwork we had back in May?
Can you please do the new artwork as like
I'm not changing the artwork again until at least after Christmas, so.
Do it like the Beatles album cover, you know, the people walking across the road.
I had that as an artwork for an album we were gonna do.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
God, I gave up. Yeah, I don't know where the artwork is.
Yeah,
Batteries Almost Dead. Thank you for listening to this episode and all of our episodes since the beginning of September. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And guess what else is happening?
Oh, he's getting Ebola.
Guess what's happening on November 5th, November 7th? Guess what's happening on November 7th?
What's on November 7th?
November 7th.
Ebola outbreak.
Interstellar! Goodbye.